University of Jamestown women's basketball head coach Thad Sankey now joins us. We are getting ready for the Jimmy women's basketball season and just 2 weeks away now from the start of the year. Coach, are you ready to go? Ready for Mayfield State Thursday, October 27th at home?
Well, we will be. I don't think any coach gets to this point and feels like, hey, we're ready to go. That's the goal. You know, 2 weeks from now till our first game goes really fast. But at the same time, you know, we have to intentionally work on things every single day in practice. And, you know, as we're going over practice film and just kind of digesting our strengths and weaknesses and things to touch up, there's a lot of stuff to polish. And that's good. You know, we've been doing preseason. This is week 7 for us. And it can be really easy to get complacent at this point of, you know, it's still 2 weeks away, but at the same time, like our team's been super focused and just really conscientious with how we're working.
7 weeks of preseason, so you finally get the freshmen who are coming in for their first year on campus, all those returners who spent time over the summer, you get them together into one group. What does this 7-week process look like for your team? What are the things you guys are trying to instill into your team, but also the drills you guys are working on as well?
Well, one of the biggest things is just our team building and making sure that we're forming a cohesive unit. You know, with our team, we have one cohesive unit as our team big picture, and that's a team culture piece. How are we working in the weight room? What's the intensity level and the effort and the communication that we have when we play on the court? But then also we're building our relationships and how are we growing and getting to know each other. You know, this freshman class was super connected. We were able to get together two, three times this summer, which was a really helpful thing for them. And so they can come on campus and already have relationships started, be in the dorms and, you know, have some good friendships among each other. But then it's about being connected with the rest of the group on other, you know, with sophomores and juniors and seniors. And then as we get to this point, we're also forming our JV and our varsity identities, our JV identity of you know, their scrimmaging and getting on the court and playing, you know, this weekend. And so we see that. And then our varsity, obviously, we're forming that identity too. And those are exciting things. It's good for our young players to feel that urgency. Even first week of September, we've got urgency on the basketball court when we're playing open gyms. And, you know, that's a different feeling for our young players. But our older leadership, they've done an outstanding job of that and just keeping us focused.
Yeah, that older leadership, we just got done talking with Kaya and Hannah as well. And they talked about team bonding and finding ways to build those memories on the road, mostly the road trips, especially in the GPAC, with mm-hmm. how long they are, mm-hmm. are those opportunities to do some of the team bonding stuff. So when you do team bonding during the preseason, what are those things you're trying to do before you hit the road and everybody's on the bus together for 8 hours?
All sorts of stuff. I mean, we eat a lot.
Yeah.
food is always a way to everybody's heart, I guess. But that's something that it's good for us. It's good for myself, Sarah, our family. You know, we have two new assistant coaches with Faith and Patrick, and just getting our players to connect with us outside of the basketball court. That's always enjoyable and it's fun. And we have an incredible group of women on our team. So it's not always about basketball. It doesn't have to be. And we get a chance to just hang out and eat some really good food and relax. And that's a fun thing. You know, I also say, well, we do dumb birthday celebrations and competition. Okay. We just do fun stuff in ways that we get to let loose a little bit and just enjoy each other and enjoy competing in a different way or just enjoy having fun. So those are ways that we do that. Yeah, obviously, anytime that our team's together, we're building our cohesiveness and just our relationships. And so road trips are a part of that too. Our team likes that. You know, I get asked that all the time. Well, what about the road trips? I said, well, that's what makes us strong. You know, that's what makes us a strong unit and a strong team. And it's an opportunity that we get to spend time with each other and refocus. And, you know, as we refocus, then we kind of reunite every time that we get on the bus and say, hey, this is what we're trying to do here.
And this year's team certainly excited for it, because last year's group, you go 18-13, 11-11 in the GPAC, you end up falling to Dort, who ends up making a nice national tournament run right after that. But we saw a lot of freshmen on the floor last year, a lot of a youthful group that, you know, that once their freshman year ends, the summer, getting into the sophomore year is a big time for development. How has that group come along? Because there were some big names last year with that whole group. It felt like 7 players. Yeah. How has that transition been from the end of their freshman year through the summer, getting ready for sophomore season.
We were really happy with the contributions that our freshman class gave us last year, and we knew we were going to get some. But with young players, you don't really know exactly what you're going to get or how you're going to get it. And so this year, they were just incredibly committed in the summertime. Quite a few of them were either in town and staying here for workouts over the summer, or they were close enough that they were driving in and back on campus multiple times a week. So just across the board with our team, not just our sophomores, but our juniors and our seniors, we had one of the best summers that I can remember. And just in terms of everybody taking a step forward and adding things to their game and polishing up, you know, some of their strengths and then, you know, getting more explosive and more competitive that way. So I was really happy with that. It's cool to feel that when you're in June and you're in July and you're working and the team's focused. That's an awesome feeling to see that. Then when we come back in the fall and we get back on the court, it feels different, right? And all of a sudden you think, well, you know, last year as freshmen, we were still working on this defensive piece or that offensive piece and learning. And then all of a sudden, hey, they're sophomores and they're starting to get it. And the pieces are falling together. So yeah, some of those same contributions from freshmen who are on the court last year, like we're gonna see them. And having a core group of, you know, 7, 8, 9 returners that are really strong, that's a good place to be.
Yeah, and have played some competitive games inside the GPAC as well. You guys go 12-3 inside Newman last year, but 6-10 on the road. Is there anything you can do leading up to a season to get your team prepared for those road games more? Because this conference schedule, once you go on the road, it's really tough to win in the GPAC.
Yeah, well, you know, the stats say that offense is harder on the road than it is at home. Yeah. Our stats said that for sure last year, and most of that was just parallel with our three-point shooting. We shot the ball really, really well from three in Newman. And, you know, if you look across all different levels of basketball, you know, the rule of thumb is young players contribute more at home. And we saw that. That was the truth. It's not like we were trying to do that. It's not like, you know, that was a plan. But really what it tells us is we've got to lock in on the team defense a little bit more. So then when we go on the road, we don't have to outscore teams. We can finish defensive possessions and we can get stops. And just two or three more stops, you know, in a couple games totally changes the finish to our season. So that's been a big emphasis of ours is our half-court team defensive cohesiveness, right? And for sure, losing an incredible defensive player like Noel, even though it was just one senior last year, we've really had to rediscover how are we going to do that with this group. And I've been really impressed with our attention to detail and just the way that we've competed for it in practice.
Yeah, and you talk about Noel, a great 4 years for her at UJ, and she did a lot for the Jimmy women's basketball program. She was kind of that lockdown defender for you last year. So is it really going to be a more, we've got to be team-focused defensively this season, losing Noel? And then who kind of fills that void potentially of stepping up to be your lockdown defender?
Well, I mean, for us, I think we're going to have to do it and do it as a unit. And we've had to, I guess, reestablish or recommit just in certain help positions because the way that Noel cleaned up defensive closeouts or mistakes or just breakdowns and she would just clean it up in the middle was the way she did it intuitively was something that you can't just plug another player into. And so that's been our key this fall is the structure and the plan for how we're doing that. How are we playing different actions? We have to play certain actions differently. We have to load a little bit more from the weak side. We have to do things like that. You know, on the court in games, it's going to be very positional with who's going to get that top offensive matchup from the other team. And that's just how we're going to have to do it, whether it's, you know, whether it's Jalen or, you know, Hannah or Kaya or Kate Busick or, you know, anybody like that, who's going to match up with a guard or a wing that's a dominant scorer for the other team.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you also have the seniors this year and that leadership that may have been thrust onto your seniors last year with just being Noel as the lone senior. So you get Kaya Tower, Hannah DeMars back, Macy Savila as well, although in a different role. That senior leadership, what do you think last year did for those three to try and get them ready for this year to be the true leaders on the floor, off the court, and all that sort of thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, when we reflected last spring and through the summer, when we reflected on the season last year, you have a choice. And our choice was, do we look back at last season and say, oh, man, we were really close to a national tournament berth. Just some things bounced the wrong way. Or do we say, man, we had a lot of things within our control that we could do better. And we chose the second because we felt like that was much more accurate. And as you start having the control of saying, well, there's a lot of places that we have to improve on, that's where the urgency comes from. It's not just, hey, let's run it back and see if we can be better. Like we know what we have to improve on. And every year, the urgency that you get from seniors is a unique thing. Young players don't understand what it feels like to, hey, this is year four. And, you know, you mentioned Macy is as a different role this year with her, you know, not playing and being a little bit more of a coaching role for us. Those types of perspectives are really powerful. This is what it should feel like. This is how you go after what you want for upperclassmen, for seniors, and just setting the tone in practice, or even setting the tone in lifting every single day. You know, that's indescribable and something that you really have to walk in the room and feel.
Yeah, obviously Macy would love to play. She'd love to be out on the floor. Are you having conversations with her about being sort of an extra coach for you guys going into this season, knowing the experience she's had the past 3 years?
Well, that's the plan. I mean, that's the plan. She's already had coaching experience. She coached some AAU this summer and things like that. And she's a great connector for us. And when you give your heart and soul to a program and a team for 3 years, you know, that's something that she wants to continue, and we want that too. I mean, as a player, Macy's somebody that everybody loves. Everybody loves as a teammate. She's an incredible, just relationally, and we know that she's always working from a team first mindset. And so we will certainly miss her. We'll miss her shooting. We'll miss her defense. We'll miss that fire that she brings us on the court. But at the same time, we'll just get that from a different spot from her, and we're excited about it. And there is a little bit, you know, with Hannah and Kaya and Macy, those three players, they've been such almost like a three-headed person,
yeah.
You know, almost for 3 years. And sometimes we even refer to them all as one person at times because they've spent so much time together. But, you know, that really, really puts the on-court responsibilities with Hannah and Kaya a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. For this season, those are your two seniors that are going to see, I would assume, a lot of time on the floor this year, and Kai and Hannah. What steps have they taken over the course of the summer getting ready? Because we know Hannah's scored 1,000 points. Kaya's right on the verge of scoring 1,000 points in her UJ career. So they've been good scorers. What steps have they taken this summer and into this fall?
Yeah, those milestones are awesome. They're incredible. I mean, my goodness, just the level that you have to be to hit those types of milestones as a college player is pretty remarkable. And so that's exciting. It, really for us, it's just a way of showing, oh man, they've had incredible contributions for 4 years. At the same time, they're just really smart basketball players when it comes to understanding their strengths and weaknesses and learning from last year. And so the second time around the conference, January and February, we saw teams really force them to weaknesses or load up and make them really have to beat other teams in certain ways. And so in the summertime, there's a huge balance, especially so for young players, we spend a lot of time with doubling down on your strengths, right? If you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, what is it that's getting you on the court? And we just spend a ton of time on that. As you become like the role that Hannah and Kaya are in, they have to do that, but they also have to eliminate weaknesses. And because so much of the offensive and scoring and decision making flows through them, that they can't have glaring weak spots when it comes to that. And so yes, they added some offensive pieces to their game, but some of it is also just working from places and situations that defenses can't take advantage of anymore. The other piece is just becoming better defenders and becoming better one-on-one defenders. And that's something that we spent a lot of time on this summer, too.
Pick seventh in the GPAC preseason poll for your side. And preseason polls, you can take it one way or another. How do you view the preseason poll and where you guys are situated in the conference going into this year?
It's a good opportunity for us to break the mold. And we talked with our team about this week, even before the polls came out, just in terms of what does that mean? How do we break that mold? And, you know, speaking a couple minutes ago just about how we processed last year and realizing that so much of our finish and how our season came to an end was in our control and where we were at. And having just the ownership for that, you know, that's something that when we talk about breaking the mold, some of it is redefining us as a team. Every year is different. But part of it is, where do we want to be in our league? We know the level of play, getting six teams in the national tournament last year and us being team number seven was something that didn't feel good. And what's it going to take for us from a work ethic side, from a competitive side, and just the focus on a daily basis, no matter which month of the year it is, for us to get to where we want to be. So it's definitely going to be a little bit of motivation for us to just have that extra juice to get into the season and into play.
All right, Coach, we'll wrap things up with this. 13 days away from the start of the regular season for your side. Next two weeks, basically, what are you looking for in practice that you'll see and you'll say, all right, we are ready to go for game number one against Mayville?
Oh, my goodness. really, like, we're cleaning up a ton of spacing things. We're cleaning up a ton of screening things. So many little details. Whenever we have a big group of returners like we do this year, it's all in the details. The effort is there. The tempo is there, right? The commitment is there. It's about, can we really polish some stuff up? So it's been nice to pour through some practice film. That's something that last year with a group of young players, we didn't really get a chance to do that a ton. We were working on basics. And this year, we can nitpick a lot more. The biggest key for us in the next 2 weeks is that we get everybody primed and ready to fulfill their role. Right? Can we get our catch and shoot players in a good spot and comfortable and in rhythm in 2 weeks? Can we get, you know, our drivers and our ball handlers, our decision makers ready to go? Can we get those defenders and rebounders locked into their role of just what our team needs them to do? We're close, and so it's exciting to think about that, and we'll do our best to get where we need to be.
All right, absolutely. We are looking forward to it, Coach. Good luck this next 2 week period, and we'll see you Thursday, October 27th for basketball against Mayville State.
Yeah, thanks, Jaron.